There are no incurable diseases, only incurable people. When I was 7 years old, I remember my mother crying constantly from intense pain. I watched helplessly as doctors gave her painkillers and shots so that she would be more comfortable. Due to complications from gallbladder surgery performed by a medical doctor, my mother developed liver cirrhosis of the worst kind. Her liver was inflamed and she was constantly in horrible pain. When I turned 12, my mother's liver cirrhosis progressed into terminal liver cancer. The doctors gave her a maximum of 2 years to live. They stated that there was no hope. No one had ever recovered from this kind of advanced cancer. The doctor suggested that she had to learn to live with the pain and make the best out of the time she had left. Imagine what this meant to a little boy like me. All I could think about was if my mother would still be alive when I got home from school that day. In fact, the first thing I would do when I got home from school was open my mother's bedroom door to see if she was still alive. I would do this every morning as well. While she was in the hospital, I was constantly worried. I was afraid that my mother would die. I cried more during this time of my life than any other time. My mother and I only had each other. My biological father had left us because he did not want a sick wife. It was probably best that he left because he abused my mother and made our lives miserable. We were better off without him, but we were financially really poor. With no means of financial support, I became the sole breadwinner for our family. I cleaned restaurants before school and worked in a sandwich shop after school. It was the only way that I could put food on the table and a roof over our heads. I also paid for medical treatment and alternative therapies that the health insurance did not cover. We had nothing to lose. The medical profession had completely given up on my mother and refused to treat her anymore. The only things they gave her were her painkillers. Of course, my experience with the pharmaceutical and medical profession occurred in Germany. Things may have turned out differently if we were living elsewhere, but there is no way to tell now. I tried desperately to find a cure for my mother's cancer. We tried everything from alternative medicine to homeopathy to healers from all over the world. Nothing seemed to work. I read every book about healing that I could get my hands on. I went to countless seminars, studied herbs, hypnotherapy, and tried all kinds of medical and alternative therapies, even New Age stuff. I was desperate to help my mother and was willing to try anything. I did try it all, believe me. I was constantly experimenting on my mother. It was trial and error, and we had nothing to lose. Finally, our retired family doctor sat down with me to explain the functions and connections regarding medicine. She studied with me, explained medical procedures, and helped me to understand the way of medical thinking and theories. While studying naturopathic medicine, I discovered that New Age stuff does not work. Unfortunately, neither does modern medicine. But if we combine our forces of natural healing and the result-producing knowledge of modern medicine, we can create the perfect way to health.